Cast away opinion, and you are saved. Who then hinders you from casting it away? When you are troubled about anything, you have forgotten this, that all things happen according to the universal nature, and forgotten this, that a man's wrongful act is nothing to you, and further you have forgotten this, that everything which happens always happens so, and will happen so, and now happens so everywhere. Forgotten this, too, how close is the kinship between a man and the whole human race. For it is a community, not of a little blood or seed, but of intelligence. And you have forgotten this, too, that every man's intelligence is a god, and flows from the deity. And forgotten this, that nothing is a man's own, but that his child and his body and his very soul came from the deity. Forgotten this, that everything is opinion. And lastly, you have forgotten that every man only lives at the present instant, and at death can lose only this moment. Constantly bring to your recollection those who have complained greatly about anything, those who have been most conspicuous by the greatest fame, or misfortunes, or enmities, or fortunes of any kind. Then think where they are all now. Smoke and ash and a tail, or not even a tail. And let there be present to your mind also everything of this sort, how Fabius Catilinus lived in the country, and Lucius Lupus in his gardens, and Stertinius at Baiae, and Tiberius at Capreae, and Rufus at Velia. And in fine, think of the eager pursuit of anything conjoined with pride, and how worthless everything is after which men violently strain, and how much more philosophical it is for a man, in the opportunities presented to him, to show himself just, temperate, obedient to the gods, and to do this with all simplicity. For the pride which is proud of its want of pride is the most intolerable of all. To those who ask, where have you seen the gods, or how do you comprehend that they exist and so worship them? I answer, in the first place, they may be seen even with the eyes. In the second place, neither have I seen even my own soul, and yet I honour it. Thus, then, with respect to the gods, from what I constantly experience of their power, from this I comprehend that they exist, and I venerate them. In this is the happiness of life, to examine everything all through, what it is itself, what is its material, what the form, the essential part, with all your soul to do justice and to say the truth. What remains except to enjoy life by joining one good thing to another, so as not to leave even the smallest intervals between? There is one light of the sun, though it is interrupted by walls, mountains, and other things infinite. There is one common substance, though it is distributed among countless bodies which have their several qualities. There is one soul, though it is distributed among infinite natures and essences. There is one intelligent soul, though it seems to be divided. Now these things which have been mentioned, which are mere air and matter, are without sensation, and therefore have no fellowship. And yet even for these parts the intelligent principle and gravitation holds them together. But intellect in a peculiar manner tends to that which is of the same kin, and combines with it. And the feeling for communion is not interrupted. What do you wish, to continue to exist? Or do you wish to have sensation, movement, growth, and then again to cease to grow? Do you want to use your speech, to think? What is there of all these things which seems to you worth desiring? If it is easy to set little value on all these things, turn to that which remains, which is to follow reason and God. But it is inconsistent with honouring reason and God to be troubled that by death a man will be deprived of the other things. How small a part of the boundless and unfathomable time is assigned to every man, for it is very soon swallowed up in the eternal, and how small a part of the whole substance, and how small a part of the universal soul, and on what a small clod of the whole earth you creep. Reflecting on all this, consider nothing to be great, except to act as your nature leads you, and to endure that which the common nature brings. How does the ruling faculty, reason, understanding, make use of itself? For all lies in this. Everything else, whether it is in the power of your will or not, is only lifeless ashes and smoke. This reflection is most adapted to move us to contempt of death. Even those who think pleasure to be the sole good and pain an evil still have scorned it. The man to whom that only is good which comes in due season, and whose acts are all conformable to right reason, howsoever many acts they may be, and to whom it makes no difference whether he contemplates the world for a longer or a shorter time, for this man neither is death a terrible thing. Ah, man, you have been a citizen in this great state of the world. What difference does it make to you, whether for only 5 years or three? For that which is conformable to the laws is just for all. Where is the hardship, then, if no tyrant nor unjust judge sends you away from this state, but nature who brought you into it? The same as if a magistrate who has employed an actor dismisses him from the stage. But I have not finished. I have but performed 3 acts. True. But in life the 3 acts are the whole drama, for what shall be a complete drama is determined by him who was once the cause of its composition, and is now of its dissolution. But you are the cause of neither. Depart then satisfied, for he also who releases you is satisfied.